You are Locked On Vikings, your daily Minnesota Vikings podcast.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team, every day.
Locked On Vikings on the Locked On Podcast Network. Super Bowl week here in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul. Thousands converging on the metro, parking prices getting gouged, and we're here to talk about it all with Sage Rosenfels. Again, my name's Sam Ekstrom. This is Locked On Vikings. If you hear a rumble in the background, it is Radio Row at the Mall of America, where they didn't invite us for some reason, Sage, but you are there to spread the word about this show, allegedly, and talk to some of these radio networks across the country. What's the vibe like at MOA right now?
Well, it's pretty cool. You know, the mall's not really quite open yet, I don't believe. I think there's some mall walkers walking around here, but the stores aren't open for another half an hour or something like that. And yeah, all the people from around the country, I mean, from Jacksonville and Houston and New York, and I'm next to the Doug Gottlieb Show set, they all sort of converge here. And I like the setup. I like that it is a little tight. It's some sort of food court here in the north end of the mall, but I like the fact that just regular fans who are obviously hundreds of thousands of people will probably be here throughout the week can just walk by and see some of their, you know, whether it's favorite radio show hosts or TV personalities and obviously athletes as the week goes on. I think it's an absolutely brilliant idea for a setup because of all the people that will come to town this week and just people from Minnesota who go to the Mall of America. This week we'll have a chance to, you know, get up and close and personal with I guess, sort of celebrities that they listen to and see and watch on television.
Now, you have done Radio Row in the past, correct?
Yeah, and I've done it, and it's always in some random place. Sometimes it's in, you know, big hotel ballrooms. That's how it was in New York City. And when it was in Detroit a decade or so ago, it was in General Motors' headquarters, like their big atrium. Right in the middle on the main floor or sort of in the basement. It was a very weird spot, but it was open to the public. It's in some unusual locations every year, and I thought, you know, why the Mall of America? How come they didn't do it downtown? You know, the media people have to be sort of stuck out here in Bloomington, but then you realize, you know, it gives great access to the average fan who, if they want to come, see some celebrities or whatever, they can do that, and obviously parking and all that type of thing. And it shows off one of Minnesota's more interesting attractions, which is this unbelievable mall.
I'm curious, when you've done Radio Row before, what is the go-to question that every market seems to ask you?
Well, for me, they usually ask about their quarterback. What do I think of their quarterback? It seems to be, the general question for me. And so, and sometimes we'll talk about, if like it's Houston, I'm going to go on some Houston guys tomorrow morning. We might talk about some of their current team stuff. My guess is we'll talk about, some of the games of when I played or some of the players and coaches from that era. 2006, 7, and 8, and probably relive some glory days. So it's a mix between going back in the past and or just basically asking questions about their current quarterback situation.
Gotcha. Well, I'm sure the vibe is very cool there. I know I did some walking on the Skyway a couple nights ago, and I kind of peered down at all the events on Nicollet Mall downtown. Looks very cool. If you go, I would Uber or carpool somehow to defuse the cost of parking because it's excessive. But the vibe is definitely cool down there. Maybe wait until the next 2 days because I know today is frigid, about 3 degrees this morning. Definitely get out there and enjoy these festivities, even if you're still bitter about the Vikings' loss, because this probably won't come around here again for many, many, many years. We promised on Friday, Sage, that we would transition to talking about some of the other quarterbacks, some of the out-of-the-organization quarterbacks that might be of interest to Vikings fans as their quarterback next season. I think there's three names being tossed around. One of them, probably very unlikely, Drew Brees. Now, I know you touched on him. You would throw the farm at him. And I think that's not a bad idea. I think it's probably unlikely, though, that Brees would uproot from a rising New Orleans team where he's been basically his whole career. The other two, Kirk Cousins and Alex Smith, maybe a little more realistic. Of those three, I think you'd probably go with Brees, right? But he might be the most unrealistic of the three, wouldn't you say?
Well, Yeah, I think, you know, Vikings fans, I sort of threw that on Twitter a week or so ago, and they're like, oh, we don't want another, you know, old quarterback at the end of his career, and Vikings fans haven't had always great luck with that, though in some they have. I mean, Randall Cunningham had an unbelievable year in the late 90s, and so, I believe that Breeze got a couple more good years left in him. I think of all of them, he is the guy that can be the game changer, that can really bring this team over the top. I still believe he's an elite quarterback. He's one of the best in the business. He's got a ton of playoff experience. If the Vikings would need him, sort of like they needed a quarterback in that championship game to really, you know, carry the weight of the team and the offense on his shoulder and say, let's go score a couple of touchdowns and win this sucker in the second half, Breeze is one of those guys that can do that. The chances of him leaving New Orleans are less than 1%, I think, at this point. I don't think he'd retire, but they're going to work something out, obviously. In the past, Breeze has always sort of gone for the top dollar, didn't leave much on the table, but I guess they'll come up with something. The Vikings and the Saints are very similar. You know, the Saints are a very good team, too, a very good roster, a very young roster. And, you know, he's put a lot of time in with those guys, those receivers and backs and line. You don't want all that work just to go to waste for a few extra dollars. So I don't see him leaving New Orleans, you know, I think of all the quarterbacks, he would be the one that would give the Vikings the best chance to win a Super Bowl.
Here's a question for you. Who plays longer, Drew Brees or Tom Brady?
That is a really good question. I think Breeze. I think Breeze might. I think Breeze might have about 3 years left, and I think Brady just might have two. I actually believe they also, if they wanted to, let's just say they weren't married, they didn't have any kids, and they just wanted to play forever, they both could probably play until their mid to upper 40s. They both keep themselves in phenomenal shape, but I think they'll actually shut it down at some point, just to say enough's enough. They're both first ballot Hall of Famers. It's time to move on to something else.
Sure. Well, let's say that Breeze stays in New Orleans. I think that's probably the likeliest case from what I've heard from New Orleans people. Breeze is staying there is sort of independent on the Saints putting a competitive team around him, which they have, a very promising young team. So I think he's probably staying put there in the bayou. But then let's talk about these other two guys, Alex Smith and Kirk Cousins. You know, on one hand, you've got Kirk Cousins, who's 29. He's really only got 3 years of starting quarterback baggage on his body. So he might have a lot of good years left. That being said, when you look at the Alex Smith numbers, last 7 years, he's got 101 starts. His record, 69 wins, 31 losses, and one tie in seven seasons. And he's got double-digit wins in four of those years. He's got less than 10 interceptions in all seven of those years. Alex Smith is an efficient quarterback, and he's sort of been plagued by postseason failures, and a lot of that falls back on his defenses, falls back on coaching. But the numbers are there for Alex Smith. Is Kirk Cousins maybe a higher-end, higher-potential, higher-ceiling quarterback? Yes, but I don't think you should overlook Alex Smith.
Yeah, and Alex had actually a quietly very good year, and then the Chiefs are in the playoffs, and they really should have won the first playoff game. Their defense was their biggest issue in Kansas City this year. That is a change from the past, and Alex actually had to carry a little more weight of that team this year, and he came through and played very well. So, shoot, if you look at his win-loss record, that basically averages out to about 11-5, maybe 10-6, but really probably more like 11-5 season over the course combined of all of his last, you know, six or seven seasons. That is very, very good. The question is he better than Case Keenum? Would he be a better alternative to sort of bring the Vikings get them over the hump than the current, you know, guys on the roster? And I think that's what the Vikings administration has to do, whether it's Alex Smith or Kirk Cousins or whoever. Would those guys have a better chance of getting us over the hump than the current guys on the roster?
Yeah, it's a great question. So the status on Smith is that he still is under contract for one more year. Again, they've got Patrick Mahomes waiting in the wings. They can get rid of Smith with like a $3.6 million cap hit, so that it's not a detrimental cap hit if they wanted to move on. I mean, maybe they'd want to engineer some kind of trade and get value there, and I'm not sure the Vikings would want to pony up. Whereas Kirk Cousins could be a free agent. They franchised him for 2 years in a row. He's kind of been dragged along by Washington. His three seasons with 9 wins, 8 wins, and 7 wins, He hasn't produced much in terms of postseason success, again, but he hasn't really been blessed with a wealth of riches there in Washington either. Offensively, I don't know if he's had great weapons besides maybe Jordan Reed. And defensively, they haven't been fantastic. So, again, it depends on the team around you, but his last three seasons, 29-11, 25-12, 27-13. Again, nice numbers for Kirk Cousins. The question is he the type of winning quarterback that you think you can trust late in the game?
Yeah, I mean, he puts up good regular season numbers, but more often than not, his teams aren't good enough to get to the postseason. And so, you know, scoring touchdowns and completing a lot of passes and throwing for a lot of yards, is that what the Vikings need versus a guy who, you know, goes out and wins 12 and 13 football games, you know, every year? So he's going to ask for and receive from somebody a really big contract. I mean, we're talking, I don't know, 5 years, $140 million, $125 million, probably, you know, $60 million guaranteed. He's going to get a very big contract. And do the Vikings want to take that sort of risk on a guy that, you know, hasn't led his team to, you know, an NFC championship game or a lot of postseason, you know, success, where, you know, the guy currently on the roster, Case Keenum, is not going to get that type of money. It'll be a discount. And seems to win more football games right now. So it's an interesting deal. You know, he's been highly sought after. Kirk Cousins, he is a franchise guy. I mean, he's a guy that the locker room looks to. He's a great leader. He says and does all the right things. So you know, he's going to be somewhere. And it seems like he wants to get out of Washington. He just sort of feels that way. Been franchised a couple of times. Seems like he wants to get out, and you know, I'm not sure if the Vikings will make a run at him or not.
I think when you're considering the quarterback situation, you have to put yourself in Mike Zimmer's head and say, would Mike Zimmer ever sign off on paying a quarterback so much money that it inhibited the Vikings from re-signing their defensive core? Because that's what the Vikings are facing. A lot of guys are going to require extensions. Anthony Barr, Eric Kendricks, probably Trey Waynes is going to need more money. They're going to have to pay these guys. Danielle Hunter as well. So you've got at least four big contracts coming down the pipeline. Are you going to pay a quarterback massive guaranteed money and perhaps, you know, stifle your ability to spend on defense? I don't think Mike Zimmer's going to do that. I think they're going to look for value, which is probably going to come in the form of one of the guys you already have, because whether it's Keenum, he's not going to command nearly the amount that Kirk Cousins would. Obviously, Teddy Bridgewater might be value at this point because he's seen his value kind of decrease. And even Sam Bradford's probably presenting you some kind of value at this point. It just feels like that's the more cost-efficient way to go about things at this point.
Well, it's risk and reward, and it's also, if you look at the final four teams that in the NFL this year, you had Tom Brady, but it was Case Keenum, Nick Foles, and Blake Bortles, right? So there obviously is a formula out there that you don't need a top five or even top 10 quarterback to, you know, get very close or to the Super Bowl. You're seeing the Eagles do with Nick Foles. And you know, let's just say the Eagles didn't even have Carson Wentz or a really expensive quarterback. And, you know, they can get this far. They can spend more money, you know, an extra, you know, $15 to $20 million on, you know, defensive players and upgrades in the D-line, upgrades on the offensive line, and just make your overall roster better. I think there is a sort of a business model out there that doesn't include a $25 to $30 million quarterback. It probably includes a $5 to $10 million quarterback and that extra $15, $20 million spent elsewhere.
All right, let me give you three names of older veteran backups, and I'm sure the Vikings will have to bring somebody in here. Like, let's say that Bridgewater is the guy they choose. They're probably going to want to have someone reliable behind him. Let me give you three names. Tell me who you would want: Josh McCown, Ryan Fitzpatrick, or Matt Moore. Now, these are older guys. They may not go this direction, but if they did, those three names, who would you like?
You know, Josh McCown's the oldest, I believe.
Yep.
And Fitzpatrick's, they're all both pretty old. Those are pretty old guys. McCown played pretty dang well this year for the New York Jets. He did get injured at the end of the season, but that team was supposed to be terrible this year, and they were respectable in the AFC East, and he was respectable when he was in there. So, you know, if they have a younger guy, it's nice to have one of those veteran, you know, type backups. Matt Moore is one of those guys that can come in and beat anybody, but he also can come in and lose to anybody. He's sort of a high risk, high reward type of guy. He'll throw four touchdowns one week and throw three interceptions the next. But you know, there's value in that, in particular at a back quarterback spot where you want a guy to, you know, come in a pinch and play well. And Matt Moore has a really good history of playing well when he's been called upon in tough spots.
Have you watched much of the two Houston guys, T.J. Yates and Tom Savage? They're both on the market. They're both fairly young. You know, it's almost like a Case Keenum deal where it's, you know, a couple guys that don't have a lot of tread on the tires, still might have some years left. Have you seen much from either of those two, Yates and Savage?
Yeah, I've seen them play enough. I don't think it's an upgrade over any of the three guys currently on the Vikings roster. I think there's some other guys that would be I'd have more interest in, you know, Matt Moore and McCown being a couple of those guys. But, I mean, they're okay. But I think the Vikings would be, you know, they're not, those guys are never going to become what Case Keenum was this mm-hmm. year. And I think, obviously, as a backup, you're looking for a certain type of player, but you're also looking for a guy that, you know, if things go right, you know, could step in and win, you know, two out of three football games. And I don't see T.J. Yates or Tom Savage doing that.
All right, good conversation today, Sage. Last one, did you watch any of the Pro Bowl yesterday?
I did. I can't say any. I think I watched about four plays, and there was two of them that were like running plays, or they were some sort of pass that was caught, and they ran up, and like it wasn't even a tackle. They just like stopped the guys, and everyone just stood up. And I was like, this is the strangest way to watch football when guys really aren't hitting, trying not to hit each other. It was like watching practice.
Well, I didn't watch any of it either, but I have seen exactly two highlights. One of them was an Adam Thielen touchdown. The other one was a Harrison Smith pick six. So the Vikings showed up well, apparently. And I'm looking at the box score now. Kyle Rudolph led the NFC in receiving with seven catches and 70 yards. So nice showing for the Vikings. Bittersweet, though. I don't think any of them wanted to be playing yesterday. And apparently it was in the rain in Orlando. It was like pouring down in Orlando. So it wasn't really that fun for anybody.
Yeah, the Rudy's played well in these All-Star, these Pro Bowl games. He was the MVP a few years ago, I believe. So, yeah, it's nice the Vikings get recognized. But, yeah, I think they'd much rather be recognized this week by playing in the Super Bowl in their home stadium.
Right on. Well, Sage, we'll let you go to your myriad radio spots that you have lined up for today. That should be a great time, and we'll talk to you later in the week.
Sounds good.
He's Sage Rosenfels, the former NFL quarterback. I'm Sam Ekstrom, Vikings beat writer, zonecoverage.com. Thanks for listening to this Monday show. Stay warm today. Enjoy the Super Bowl festivities. We'll talk to you later.